Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called Of Time and Texas, an adaptation of a short story by William F. Nolan, written for you by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Chloe LaPolt and her family in Friendswood, Texas, Teddy and Ellie and their family in St. Louis, Missouri, Camila and her brother Amari in Lafayette, Colorado, Ruth and Susanna and their family in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Verity and Hugo and their family in Chelmsford, Massachusetts. Thank you so much, Hugo, Verity, Susanna, Ruth, Amari, Camila, Ellie, Teddy, and Chloe LaPolt. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. We have Stories Podcast merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, and now we're also on Cameo. Check us out over there if you'd like to get a personal video message for someone special. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast. If you send us a drawing of your favorite scene or character, we'll share it on our feed. Now here's a word from our sponsors.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie Zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and Friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and system sold separately.
Thanks! Enjoy the episode. Of Time and Texas. In a strange lab in a strange city, sometime in the year 2072, a crowd of reporters and scientists gathered. They had all been summoned by the brilliant professor, C. Sidwick Ohms. The man had become a bit of a crackpot in recent years, unleashing a series of inventions that had strange, unknown functions, if they even worked at all. Still, the professor had, in his younger years, invented the Ursalift and the Gamma Wave Food Aerator. So when he told the world he had an earth-shaking announcement, they all came in droves.
"Prepare yourselves," boomed a voice from hidden speakers, "for the salvation of the future."
The crowd looked around and saw only an empty lab. One flat wall covered by a dramatic burgundy curtain, like you might drape across a stage. Professor C. Sidwick Ohms, ever the showman, descended from the ceiling, riding a drone like a skateboard. The crowd applauded politely, but rolled their eyes. Personal drones were old news in 2072.
"In one fell swoop," declared Professor C. Sidwick Ohms,
stepping onto the scuffed laboratory floor,
"I intend to solve the greatest problem facing humankind today. I speak, of course, about space."
The crowd muttered again, confused.
"Space?" asked an old scientist. "But we've mastered space travel as far as light speed will go."
"Not space as in the stars. Space as in room on Earth. We all know the planet is dangerously close to overpopulation. In another generation, there won't be enough food and water to go around."
He paced back and forth while the reporters snapped pictures and the scientists watched with confused curiosity. Professor C. Sidwick Ohms had dressed himself in a thick black robe, and he made a magnificent figure as it spun and billowed.
"Colonizing the polar ice caps will be messy and fruitless and cold," he continued. "We cannot control people or change the birth rate, and the colonies on Mars are decades away from being self-sustaining, if they'll ever get there at all."
The crowd was quiet now. The overpopulation problem was the greatest threat facing the world in 2072, and if anyone was crazy enough to solve it, it just might be Professor C. Sidwick Ohms.
"Distinguished guests and members of the media," he said to a small scattered laughter, There is but one answer, and I have it now.
Grumbling and grousing started. The professor had strung out the crowd too long, and they were getting tired of his showmanship.
What's your plan? Shouted a young reporter. You gonna snap half of us into dust?
A few more scattered laughs, the professor included.
Pish posh, he said. The answer is time.
Time?
Someone asked, genuinely confused.
Time! Time in all its infinite glory. Time is a rushing river, and I have plunged my hands into the waters and pulled out a gleaming salmon of truth.
It's a fish? Asked a scientist.
It's a metaphor, snapped Professor C. Sidwick Ohms. But time is indeed the solution. Behold the salvation of Earth!
With a dramatic flourish, he grabbed the burgundy stage curtain and gave it a sharp tug. It cascaded to the floor in velvety waves, revealing a tall structure of swirling, gleaming metal. In its center, a slanted archway was cut, showing the blank wall behind.
What is it?
Asked a reporter, holding out her microphone.
This is our salvation. I present to you the Professor C. Sidwick Ohms Time Door.
He leaned into a journalist. That's the Professor C. Sidwick Ohms Time Door, all capitalized. Thank you.
You've invented a time machine?
One of the other scientists asked.
What about a chromosurge dilemma?
Not a time machine, never a time machine,
the professor said, strutting back and forth in his flowing robe.
Time machines are strictly fantasy. They are a story, a wild fancy. However,
the professor stood by his shining metal wall, just to one side of the doorway.
By a mathematically precise series of infinite calculation, I have developed the Professor C. Sidwick Ohms Time Door.
Open it up.
Take but a single step, and presto! You have entered the past!
The past? Asked a reporter. But, like, where in the past?
Ah, that's the humanity-saving question. Where in the past, indeed?
The professor smiled, watching the ring of tense, eager faces.
My friends, beyond this door lies the sprawling giant of the Southwest. Enough land to absorb Earth's overflow, like that,
he snapped his fingers.
I speak, of course, of Texas, 1957.
The crowd all tried to talk at once, but they more or less had the same question.
And what if the people of Texas say no? They asked.
Ah, said Professor C. Sidwick Ohms. In my brilliance, I have anticipated that. I made the time door, capitalize that, please, to only work in one direction. We can go to Texas. But there is no way for anyone in 1957 to enter our world.
Won't this ruin the timeline?
Asked a quiet scientist. I mean, it'll mess up the past, right?
Not for us, said the professor. Our past is already written. Maybe it will mess with the Texas of 1957, but that will be their problem. For us, it's a free country, so to speak.
He pressed a hidden panel in his metallic wall, and it hummed with energy. In the space of a few seconds, the empty doorway began to crackle and spit. And then, with a great resounding sizzle, a puddle of what looked like liquid electricity filled the space.
It works!
Someone shouted. Others backed away from the flashes and noise, only coming back once the door was stable and quiet once more, like a calm pool rippling in the wind.
You can't do this,
shouted the quiet scientist once more.
It's unethical.
It could cause untold damage to countless people. The time stream must be kept safe. I can, and I will, said Professor C. Sidwick Ohms. Observe my ancient disguise. He threw off his robe, revealing a strange costume beneath. He had on black cowboy boots, highly polished and trimmed in silver. Over blue jeans, he wore wool chaps, a wide studded belt with an immense buckle, and a brightly checkered shirt topped by a blazing red bandana. And, as a final touch, he pulled out a tall 10-gallon hat and sat it on his head at a cocky angle.
"Yee-haw!"
he shouted. "This is madness!" shouted the scientist.
"This is progress!" shouted Professor C. Sidwick Ohms. "If Texas doesn't like it, they'll just get used to it. Now, goodbye, all! Or, to use the proper ancient saying, sayonara, hombres!"
The reporters and their photographers surged forward, notebooks and cameras at the ready. Ohms bowed from the waist, gave his 10-gallon hat a final tug, and took a single step forward into that strange and shimmering portal, and he did not disappear. Professor C. Sidwick Ohms stood there, blinking and confused. Then he fell to his knees and back against the mottled metal of the wall.
"I failed," he moaned. "The Professor C. Sidwick Ohms time door is a botch."
He buried his head in his trembling hands. The reporters and scientists, some chuckling, some shaking their heads, and some simply confused, filed slowly out of the lab. Suddenly, the professor raised his head.
"Listen!" he warned.
A slow rumbling, muted with distance, was coming from the swirling surface of the time door. Faint yips and whoopings were distinct above the rumble. The sounds grew steadily, louder and louder and impossibly louder, to 1,000 beating drums, to a rolling sea of thunder. Shrieking, the reporters and photographers scattered for the stairs.
"It works after all!" shouted Professor C. Sidwick Ohms. "Oh, I've just installed it backwards!"
But his shout was drowned out by the 3,000 rampaging Texas bulls stampeding their way through the laboratory. They smashed apart the time door, capitalized please, and smashed apart the lab and nearly smashed apart Professor C. Sidwick Ohms in the process. And that was the first and the last time door to ever be invented. The end. Today's story of Time and Texas was an adaptation of a short story by William F. Nolan, written for you by Daniel Hines, edited and produced for you by Andrew Martin, and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, commission a special video on Cameo, follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast, or simply tell your friends about us. Thanks for listening! Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.